Hi, it's Dave here, and welcome to On the Edge, our audio version. I'm really glad you're here. Sit back, relax, take a break from your screen. My mind has been circling around a big question that I want to run past you. What will I research for my final project of my master's degree? You know, this is basically the thesis of my program, and I'll spend months delving into whatever question I decide on. Problem is, when it comes to coaching and leadership, I'm curious about a lot of things. So this morning, again, I woke up thinking, I don't know what I'm going to do. But instead of opening my laptop, I stepped outside. Oh, it was that moment of early morning transition when the moon was going down and the sun was coming up. I mean, the sky was perfectly clear. The lake had a thin film of ice, you know, the kind that crunches when you walk on it. So I got out my cross-country skis, and I was thrilled to see just how fast I could slide across the surface. Of course, out there on the lake, boom, it came to me. All my career, I've been fascinated by how nature can offer us a way of working with complexity. When I first left the corporate world and began working with my own coach, I would see her in person in Toronto, and then I'd head right up to the cottage and work on the questions she'd given me. I was amazed at how fast the answers would come to me when I was hiking, swimming, cycling, or stargazing. How is this happening? I would ask. Like, why do I have so much clarity all of a sudden? And that is what I want to research. I mean, these are complex times, and leaders are expected to make countless critical decisions on any given day. So I'm curious, why do experiences in nature create clarity and accelerate decision-making? How can we lean into the patterns and cycles of the natural world to unblock our creative thinking? And what are some practical ways that leaders can draw inspiration from nature to help them navigate complexity? This is where you come in. If you have any personal experiences with this, I'd love to hear from you as part of my research. I'm really aware of just how much wisdom there is in my community, and I promise to read every message with curiosity and gratitude. See, to me, this represents a coming together of my passions. My first degree was in psychology and science. These have always represented a little bit of a split for me. Is it science or is it spirituality? You know, I really hope this research question will bring the two closer together, like the sun and the moon crossing paths in the morning sky. Thanks for your attention. I'll look forward to hearing from you soon, and we'll see you again next month.